Blog Talk Radio.
My heart is locked away, and I wanna be free. So I'll give you the key to unlock me. Unlock my heart, Lord.
This is Michael Anthony Johnson, and I'm your host. And we also have Shawan on the line. Shawan on the line.
Yeah, I'm right here, right here.
All right, all right. Well, we're back for another Nightcom Express. We're live coming to you at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be on to 10 o'clock tonight. We've got some things we're going to take care of real quick right off the top. We're going to just thank our wonderful, wonderful sponsor on Help Us. You're going to hear just a little bit about what they do, and we want you to feel free to contact them. They got some information on what they do to provide to you. And we're going to just take a quick break real quick and just listen to what they have. We'll be right back.
Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also get two free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?
And we're right back, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about what we're going to be doing tonight. We have a special guest calling in tonight. We have Shawin is here, and also Mocha J is standing by also to talk to you about the different things and elements that they are experts at. And Shawin, of course, you're an expert as far as the relationships. And then you get a book out. Why don't you tell everybody about your book? So give them a little precursor to what you do.
Well, recently in December of 2012, I recently just released a book. It's a relationship guidebook. You can actually purchase it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's called Kissing Your Heart at Goodbye.
Yeah.
And what this book is definitely doing is really helping a lot of women rebound from unhealthy and toxic relationships. And a lot of this, and this book really has a lot of information, and it has Bible scriptures on each chapter talking about, you know, what the book is based on. It has pretty much in this book, I'm coaching women through the different stages of the rebounding, the forgiveness, the self-worth, rediscovering their self-worth, trusting again, and also just this understanding about the dating market, because you have so many different types of guys. You know, you always talk about here Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, but there's so many different types as far as personality types. And what I'm doing here, I'm just talking a lot about the dating fundamentals in that chapter 4 of my book, which is the most information in it. And it's really just talking a lot about, you know, what type of person are you looking for based on the type of person that you are. And, you know, basically it's a lot of psychology involved with dating. And this book right here is something I would definitely recommend to, you know, someone who is going through, you know, struggles with, you know, rebounding from a relationship, because with this book is going to give you that inspiration you need to be able to turn your obstacle into a success, which I was able to do last year.
Right. And what are some of the success stories that you've heard or helped different people with the book that you put out there? You know, them going by purchases, at a different stage in their life.
Well, the funny thing about it is I've heard, you know, I've been blessed to do so many different opportunities since this book came out, and I just have to be honest with you is that when I put this book out, I had no idea what opportunities were going to come, and I've had so many different people, you know, purchase the book that I didn't even expect to purchase. I've had college professors purchase it. I've had students purchase it. I've had just so many different people around me, friends and family and people I didn't even expect to actually purchase the book. But some of the success stories I'm actually hearing are just people just actually starting to learn to forgive. It's like people always tell me that, you know, they feel like I'm speaking directly to them, you know,
exactly.
when I'm speaking a message. And that's pretty much what I'm about. You know, I didn't put this book out for me per se, but what I was trying to do, I'm just trying to encourage people. I'm trying to encourage people because I look at some of the obstacles that I've had to kind of face in my life as far as the learning disability as a child and all these different roadblocks and things like that people probably told me. And I'm just trying to give people the inspiration that they need, because a lot of times the biggest question is it's not such a hard thing, but the biggest question is how to get started. There's so many people that want to start different things. They want to start a business. They want to write a book. They want to go back to college. But see, their big question is how. And what I want to let people know is that when we were created, God already put the how in us, because He will allow us to do anything. You know, like He says, we can do all things through Christ. There's nothing that we cannot do. So the how is out of the question. The how is going to hold you back. I'm going to put it like that. When you kind of ask yourself how can I start a business? How can I go back to college? You know, how can I do this? How can I get through this? That's the thing that's going to be the area that holds you back. The question you want to be asking is when and why and all these things like that, but not how. And that's the encouragement that I'm trying to bring on to people, because obstacles and our circumstances do not stop us, but we're the one that actually stops us, because, you know, a lot of us are so addicted to fear. I mean, we're so addicted to it that it holds us back from what God has for us. You know, when God is trying to elevate us to the second floor, to the third floor, we're such in fear. We only want to stay on that first floor because we that first floor is so comfortable. I mean, we've been conditioned to be on that first floor.
I think so many times we put a lot of if statements in what we do, and it stops us from moving forward. What if nobody listens to me? What if nobody reads my book? What if somebody does? And so you have to have a plan together so that when it happens, you don't have to deal with the what if nobody, because you've got a plan out there. You're setting a foundation for yourself to be, you know, to become successful in whatever endeavor it is, whether it's relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's in anything, any area of your life. If you set yourself up with a plan. Just like I've always been told, you know, when you're going to start a business, you start off with a business plan. So if you get a plan in place, just like you started with your book, you put a plan up there first. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do this. And then when I get to this level, this is what I'm going to do. And when I get to that level, this is what I'm going to do. Get you a plan. Stop letting the what-if stop you from doing everything.
And that's very true, because the way I look at it, I look at all the great leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time when we start things, you know, success is not going to come automatically, and that's one of the things that people have to understand. I mean, I look at all the great leaders. I look at Tyler Perry. I'm looking at, you know, reading some of his stuff, and a lot of people don't notice, but he started off, you know, in 1992 doing his plays and everything like that. It took him to 1998 for people to start paying attention to his plays, because he was doing it once a year, and only people who was coming in was his family and his close friends. And people were not supporting him, so it just takes a while to do it. But you have to keep doing your craft, even if nobody's coming. But also too, I mean, you have to allow your discouragement to fuel your encouragement.
Right.
You have to allow it to fuel you. I mean, and you can't discourage. Exactly.
Put yourself out there with people. Iron sharpens iron. So you're going to have to have the whole, you know, you don't know how the restrictions are going to come along. Don't worry about those until they come. And then, you know, God can give you the ability to hone your craft. So you deal with those scenarios that come up that put hurdles in your way. Hurdles were meant to jump over. It's not meant to stop you.
I mean, exactly. And two, one thing I learned is that we have to enjoy the small beginnings. I mean, I listen to a lot of the great leaders, and I don't listen to these leaders, but I've taken everything I say. I listen to the Les Browns. I listen to the Bishop T.D. Jakes. And one of the things that I was inspired about Bishop T.D. Jakes is that, you know, he started his ministry in Virginia, way before he came to Dallas, and this man was preaching to seven people. But because they asked him, you know, was your message the same from seven people to over 30,000 people that you have now? He's like, the job is still the same, because he said his vision was not to be successful, but his vision was to be effective.
His vision was to be effective,
not successful.
Right. And if you set yourself up and have a plan in place to be successful, even the milestones that you set along the way, you're going to remember every step of the way, and you'll be able to share something with somebody else, just like Shalyn's doing now. He's sharing with you the steps in the steps to the process. We're going to take a little break real quick, and we'll be right back. We're going to get some music out there on you, and Shalyn will be back again. We got a special guest coming tonight as well. Eric Burdine. He's going to be calling in about 8:30 just to talk to us about his music. And also, we're going to come back and give us some relationship tips. We're going to put 2 hours tonight, so stay with us.
Okay.
And also, we want you to call in, everybody. If you're listening on your laptop or your desktop, you have the ability to call us at 323-693-3830. And we'll take some of your questions and some of your insightful things that's helped you along the way as well. We'll be right back.
Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also, get 2 free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?
We couldn't get out of here without doing this song. Look at your neighbor and say, the Lord is high above the heavens and his glory above the nations. Oh, come on and clap your hands, everybody. Oh, come on and clap those hands. Rock this way like we're a big man's choir. Oh,
the Lord is high above the heavens.
The nation.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
I want to look to Jesus, look to him. He's
oh,
the center of our faith. Oh, wow, man, that's a beautiful song. And also high praise by Eric Burdine. He's going to be joining us about 8:30. But I want you to go ahead and share, Shawn, what you want to talk to the audience about tonight.
Okay, well, first of all, what's kind of was on my heart, we're just talking about, we start off talking about how to. One of the hardest things to do after any kind of breakup is really get back up.
Yeah.
That's the challenging part, and I consider that part almost like being a baby again, because as a baby we got to take that step, we got to take that one step, and then as we take that one step we start to get kind of comfortable, we may walk, we may fall, and then but we have to get back up, but at least we're walking, and then what it's gonna do is gonna get us stronger, but the point I'm just trying to get to is just saying that. A lot of times, after a breakup, the hardest part, like you said, it is getting back up. It is realizing that you have a life to live. You know, because a lot
right.
of times, you know, you put so much energy into that person. You put so much energy that you find that you have no energy left. You know, for yourself.
Yeah.
And then when you see, the problem is when you have this breakup, a lot of times you lose your self identity. You know, you forget who you actually are and what your
yeah.
vision was. And tonight, what I want to do tonight, I just want to just encourage you. You know, if you kind of just been sitting down, you know, you're still down about that, you know, that breakup. You're just having trouble, you know, getting back up. I want to encourage you tonight to just start getting up. I want you to realize that you do have a life to live. There, and I want to let people know there is a life after a breakup. A breakup
right.
is not the end. A breakup is not the end. It's just the beginning, because you just have no idea. You have no idea what God has for you. You know, you have no idea. And I'm just encouraging you all that, you know, I know I'm not saying it's not going to be easy. You know, it's not going to be easy. But in order for you to get back on track, in order for you to be able to receive, you know, more of what God has for you, you got to get up. You got to start your life.
And you know what, that one thing that will keep somebody down is pride. And that's something I had to wrestle with when I went through a breakup and was really hurting my privacy. You know, just trying to keep me in one place. You got to forgive yourself. Because sometimes we hold unforgiveness against our own self. And obviously, there's so many things that we need to allow the Lord to heal. But the pride is one thing we have to jump over, because, you know, it'll bring you to a place where you're stopping, or where you're at a standstill in your ministry or in your life, or, you know,
in
your family.
It is. And then, too, you have to realize that you know, we talk a lot about, you know, forgiveness and unforgiveness and bitterness. You know, that's why I always go over the steps of forgiveness, you know, forgiving that person,
right.
because there's so many different areas of it, you know. And the goal for you after a breakup is to be delivered from that person.
Right,
once
right.
you are delivered, once you're delivered, it's a lot easier to be able to do these things.
Yes. And to me, we're going to bring live right now. We have Eric Burdine on the NICOM Express, and we welcome you to the platform, Eric Burdine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Oh, everything's going great. Everything's going good. You know, the Lord is really good. We just played high praise, and it just really set the tone for our conversation, because that's what we want to go to. We're talking about a lot of different things tonight as far as relationships. And Shawin, I don't know if you know Shawin Watson or not, but he's the one that's the author of one of our books that we have out there. Go ahead and introduce your book to Eric. Just let him know what the title is and how you're helping people. We're going to get into a conversation with Eric.
Okay. Hey, Eric, how you doing? How you doing this evening?
Doing great.
Yeah. Really, my book is actually titled "Kissing Your Heartache Goodbye," and pretty much what my book is doing is it's actually a relationship guidebook. And what this book is actually doing is helping and rebounding women from a lot of toxic and unhealthy relationships. And pretty
right.
much in this book, what I'm doing is I'm just trying to coach them through the different stages, because there are so many stages in the afterlife of the actual breakup and the recovery process, as far as the forgiveness, the self-worth, and also the trusting again. And I talk
yeah.
to them through those areas as far as letting them know about how important the forgiveness is, because all these stages, they go in order, and you can't do one step before you do the other. But the one
right.
thing that each step has in common is the Word of God, because with the Word of God, we begin to get that strength, because in order
yeah.
for you to accomplish any of those steps, you must have strength and you must develop courage. And that's not going to come from any living being, but that's going to come from the Word of God, and also to daily prayer. And that opens the door, like I said again, for once you build that strength and courage, that opens the door for forgiveness, that opens the door for self-worth, because self-worth is so important, because you must understand how important you are. You must understand how much you deserve, you know, in a relationship, because that's important. Because if not, you're just gonna get pretty much anything. And then we talk about that trust is key, because you know you must be open-minded, and to be open-minded, you must have courage. You must be willing to take a leap of faith, because no matter how many bad relationships you've been through, you must be able to take that leap of faith if you truly feel that there's a person out there for you, which there is. And then again, the last chapter I'm talking about dating. I'm just talking about the dating fundamentals, so many different areas of dating, how dating has actually changed, you know, from, you know, back in the day compared to now, how dating is. You know, it used to be more of asking, but now it's more of expected in the different styles of dating that we have now.
Okay. Right. And also, Eric, we want to introduce you to our audience, our Danaika Express audience. Would you tell a little bit about what God is doing in you in the incredible music ministry? I mean, we're just blessed to hear, just like I said a few minutes ago, one of the songs. We're going to play some more in just a little bit. But tell us what God is doing with you, Eric.
God is doing an awesome, awesome thing in the music ministry that he has entrusted me with, which is Eric Burdine and the Messengers. We released a CD. Actually, the project has been out for a couple of years now, but it's like God has breathed a fresh wind on
yes.
it. And so
yes.
it's like really taken off now. And I do believe it's because, you know, of course, everything is the timing of the Lord. And so
yes.
I do believe that, you know, now, because a lot of things that we deal with and we go through, we're looking for, you know, the presence of God, and I believe God dwells in the midst of praise and worship. So
yes.
that's pretty much what the project is, centered around praise and worship. So, you know, and going through, you know, that's what we need in this day and time. So that's pretty much what God is doing for the music ministry right now. So.
What have you seen? Give me some examples of how you see God use you. I mean, even as all your music, even when you go to different places, just seeing how God is using your music to change people's lives.
Just real recently, I went and ministered at this one particular church. I won't call the church name, but went there to minister and to receive a message from the pastor, how impactful, and to say that the ministry actually gave them hope and courage to, you know, to move on and to where they found strength within the ministry.
Right.
So that's what I've been really receiving here recently. I of course don't take any glory for myself, but it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, the things that God has entrusted the ministry with, and that's how
right.
impactful it has really been, you know, during these days and times.
Yes. And, you know, there is a resurgence of praise and worship, and I'm sure you're seeing that even with how this song has been resonating out there for a couple of years, and it feels like it's brand new. We played it just as the opening of the show, and it's like it brings, I mean, it takes you to another level when you really have your heart after God. It really it turns a bad situation into it. Said God can work all things together for your good.
Yes.
That's what we're called to. That's what we're called to, for God to use our bad situations, just like Sean is sharing, bad situations that we've gone and experienced in our lives.
Yeah.
God can take those situations and turn them around. And even in the darkest hour, and I want to encourage anybody that's listening, if you're in your darkest hour right now, that's not the end. And Sean mentioned just not too long ago about Tyler Perry. He was at his worst. And look what God did for him. He was living in his car. And look what God did for
right.
him. He didn't have no money. And look what God did. He turned everything around, and now he's one of the richest men out there, and as far as one of the playwrights out there. So and that's what I see happening. If we allow God to change what's happening on the inside of us, and maybe you've been hurt, or maybe somebody, maybe you belong to a church, and somebody said something or stepped on your feet or whatever, no matter what the situation is, God is a God of breakthrough, and he can turn your situation around for you. And so that's what I want to ask about, Eric. Do you see out there, as you go traveling to different places and different churches, you're seeing that resurgence? What do you see when you're out there as far as praise and worship? I'm hearing some great things that's happening with praise and worship ministry in churches.
Yes. You know, there are so many. Even though there's the praise and worship label, if you would, in the gospel music genre, I still see the different types, you know, of praise and worship. Of course, you would see the traditional, you could see the more contemporary. But
right.
it's all, I believe, is just to get us in the, you know, to break up the fallow ground for what's to take place within the
mm-hmm.
rest of the service. You know, we're
yes.
preparing the way. So when the man of God get up, before his people, it's not oppressed, and we can go to a whole other level in worship.
Exactly.
And, you know, actually it won't fall into, you know, stony ground or anything like that, but we can actually get further in worship. And I believe that the people who are coming out now and even in the past have produced some great material to do that in worship and to do that in service, because sometimes, and that's why I say this, there are different types, you know, of praise and worship, and it all works. It just really depends on, you know, what ministry you're ministering in at that time, because what may work for, you know, one church down the street, it may not work for that church. So
I think it's
all important. I think it's all great. It's just really knowing your audience and being able to tap in where you are to prepare the way for the word, because that's really the most important part of the service is the word. But being able to know where you are and to prepare the way for the word of God to come forth.
It goes before, right? It prepares their heart, breaks up the fallow ground, and allows the seed of the word to get in. That's what I love about it, your praise and worship. But we're going to play one of your songs here. I've got Trust You, God, and We Praise You, the new. Which one do you want us to play just right now as you're in the
You can do I Trust You, God.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Eric, ready? We may have some technical difficulties in here. Just a second. Let me do this here. And it was, Shawn, would you just share what we're talking about as far as unforgiveness while we get our system bug worked out? Talking about unforgiveness last week. Would you just share a tidbit of that while I get this to work out?
Yeah, pretty much on that unforgiveness, I was just saying that it's important for us to just, you know, we have to let go of the grudges. A lot of us want to hold grudges for so long on people, you know, and we think it's hurting them. I mean, I've been in a situation before where I'm just, you know, I'm testing somebody and I'm just holding on to this theme right there, but really it's not only hurting us, but we can't fully move on if we still, you know, have that on our hearts. And you know, life is too short. You know, you look at it, you look at people, you know, it's not just in relationships, it's in families, it's in all kind of different things when we talk about forgiveness and unforgiveness. You know, you have family members who haven't spoken to each other because of, you know, things that happened in the past, and, you know, they have unforgiveness on their heart, and things happen, somebody passes away, and you never get an opportunity to just let them know that you forgive them and everything like that. And one of the things that we were talking about last week is that When you say I forgive you, forgiveness is more than just the words. I forgive you. It's more of your actions, but it's more of a change inside of you, because what you start doing is you start to forgive yourself. You start to ask God for forgiveness of yourself, but also you start praying for the other person. And then you start that kind of builds love. So I mean, it allows you to be able to get peace, because it's hard to have peace in your life. You know, if you're carrying that around, because unforgiveness is a lot of weight.
Right, and that's how you trust God to give him Mr. Kurt. You know, here we go.
Yeah.
I think we're ready now. There we go. Trust You, God, Eric Burden.
give up on God. Help me say trust. Oh, I will. Trust in him. Oh, I will. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding.
Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also, get two free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?
All right, we're back. With Eric. Hey, Eric. How are you?
Hey,
you're back on the line.
Hey, just, I want you
yes,
to share
sir.
From your heart. I know we've got a little time with you and everything, but I want you to share from your heart what God lays upon your heart, but then also share with the audience how to get in touch with you and how to, you know, just in case somebody want to book you into the church or any conferences, and also where they can purchase your music.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I would just like to, you know, encourage the listening audience to truly trust God. I've been seeing, like, a lot of things that are not so pleasant, if you would, that has taken place since 2013 has begun. We're only, like, a month and a half into it. But back in November, I was, like, sitting around the house, and God had me to, like, look up the numbers, the biblical meanings of numbers.
Right.
And when I was looking up 13, of course, it was, like, you know, chaos and confusion, rebellion, and things of that nature. And God spoke to me back then and said, 2013 is going to be a good year for the saints. But
yeah.
He said, if we get through 2013, 2014 is going to be awesome for the
yes.
people of God. But we have to get through 2013. And I really didn't understand it until so many things, so many unexpected deaths that's taken place, so many, you know, people experiencing financial difficulties and things of that
yes.
nature. I just say stay before God, stay in his presence, continue to seek him and to continue to trust him and know that things will be great. But if we get through this year, 2014
yes.
is going to be so awesome and it's going to be really great. So just, you know, hold to God, you know, hold on to the things that God has promised you. You know, go after your dreams. Don't let anything, fear, anything stop you from getting to those things that God has told you and showed you that is yours. And so
yes,
that's what I would truly say, you know, for the people of God. As far as, like, the booking information, they can contact us. The email address they can email to is edbmanagement@hotmail.com, or they can contact Tamika Sanford at 817-919-2094. Of course, we're on Facebook under Eric Burdine and the Messengers. Our project is currently on iTunes, Amazon, City Baby, any of the web avenues. They can pretty much pick up the project there.
Awesome, awesome. We love your ministry. We love what God is doing in you, and we look forward to hearing some greater things out of you. I know the Lord's anointing is on you. And I'm always checking, going by your page to check out what God is doing next. I'm seeing some great things. So we look for great things to come forth from you for the remainder of this year into 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And I truly appreciate this opportunity.
Allow
me to come on your radio broadcast tonight.
And also, we want to get you back on for one of our 4 hours with the NIACOM platform. We're just getting back into the groove of things again, so we'll get that date set up as well. We're going to highlight everything that's going on, even in a greater way. Well, God bless you, and thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. We'll be back.
Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also, get 2 free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?
All right, we're back. Thank you for helpbus.net. Now go ahead and call. Go ahead and visit that website. Get all the help that you need. They're one of our sponsors, and we really appreciate them. This is one of our first sponsors. We've got some more coming on the way as well. But God is really about to do something great with NIACOM Express. So stay on board, stay tuned, and stay with us. And also, we're going to move right into the next segment with our wonderful, wonderful co-host, Mocha J, better known as Jericho Nicole. Go ahead.
Hello. How's everybody this evening? How are you guys?
We're doing great. Good.
I'm
glad to know this was a good thing. It was a busy day, but it was really good.
That's good. Good to hear. Good to hear. I'm going to be sharing today. Well, I don't know if we're going to take a break right now, but just some tax credits and deductions that you can take your first year in business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be sharing that tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Are we going to take a break now, or you want me to go ahead and dive in?
No, you can go ahead and dive right in because we've dealt with our sponsors. So we're going to get right into your segment, and we'll take a break after that and come back with Shalyn as well.
Okay. All right. So one benefit of starting a business is definitely the credits that Obama has for startup businesses. I know that there's a tax credit for hiring a veteran. So if you hire a veteran that's been unemployed for at least 4 weeks, then you can get a credit for 40% of their first $6,000 in wages. So you would get $2,400 back for hiring a veteran. If they've been unemployed at least 6 months, then you get $5,600 back for hiring a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is you can deduct up to $5,000 of your startup expenses. So, Mike, is whenever you're ready, let me know. You can deduct $5,000.
Hey, I like that. We can talk about that.
Yep. Another thing is that you do get money back for the mileage that you have. You can deduct your business miles. So it's 5 cents per mile. Yeah, you get money back for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I did not know
that.
See, let me tell you, that's why you need to be calling in every week, everybody, because you get little tidbits like that. Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I know, you're fine. I think that for right now, this, let me see, there was something else I wanted to share. But yeah, definitely, you said what?
I said, we'll wait. We want to hear this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh. I would just really encourage everybody to start a business because there are a lot of credits out there that you can take advantage of. There's a work credit for hiring low-income employees. There's a work credit for hiring veterans. The loss that you may take for starting up your business that first year, you can have a $5,000 loss. So it's money that will get put back into your pocket and you can keep reinvesting in your business. So it's a good idea. It increases your tax return legally. You don't have to go to somebody and get your taxes jacked up. Just start a small business. Do hair. Do file. Go start a filing business. I don't know. Go file people's crazy paperwork at their office. anything. Just something.
Yeah.
anything. It'll benefit you to start a business.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you never know. It might turn into one of the most successful businesses. I think what people do, they procrastinate a lot, but they don't. Sometimes God gives them big ideas, and they talk themselves out of the idea that God gives them sometimes. And Shawn, I mean, you might have dealt with people like that as well. You know, getting a big idea like a book, you have to really believe God is leading you for it and go for it, right?
Oh, definitely, because there was a lot of challenges involved in not only writing the book, but also the actual publishing side, because there's two sides of writing a book. There's the writing and then there's the business side.
Yeah.
So definitely keeping up with that.
You know, is there some things that he can do with his book as far as some write-offs or anything like that? If he had any things as far as building his book thing up, publishing up, or I don't even know the terminology, but is there something that he can look at as well?
Yes, I can sit down with him and we can go over his costs that he put into his business. I know if it's his first year with the established business, you can deduct $5,000. Then anything over $5,000, you have to do it over a course of time. So you can still deduct it. You just can't do more than that $5,000 in that first year.
Wow.
But definitely we can sit down and look over everything, and there are tons of business deductions. There are tons of them. I'm going to try to get some more to share with everybody tonight, but I would encourage you to start a business. Even if this is my personal story. I've been a tax preparer this is my fourth year, and I remember at the beginning of the year, I forgot what Bishop T.D. Jakes' message was last year. Do you remember what it was? It was something, living on purpose, is that what it was?
You remember that? Yeah, I remember something like that. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, he had a message, and you said what?
I said everybody remember favors not fair. But I know what you're talking about, but I can't call it out right now.
Yeah, I think it was living on purpose. I remember it was last year, and it was maybe in February, and he was like, everyone that owns a business or wants to own a business, I want you to sow a seed into your business right now. Get $100 in your hand and sow a seed. And I promise you, God will increase that $100. He was like, He'll increase it 100-fold. So I'm like, okay,
right.
100 times 100, that's $10,000.
Yes.
How am I going to get 10? I was like, I don't know. But you know what? My faith was as small as a mustard seed, and I sowed that seed that day. And in June, God gave me the vision to start Champions Tax School. And
wow.
I kid you not, that 100-fold came and went. I saw more than 100-fold. So if God put something in your heart to start, I would say go for it, because he didn't put it in there for nothing. Go for
That's
it.
That's right.
You got a bigger plan for you.
You
definitely have to do that, because I just have to say that I know with me doing this publishing, I had a lot of eyes as far as people was gonna buy the book, and I've just been blessed because it's been so many people that's been buying it. And I'm like, this is awesome.
This is awesome
and stuff like that. So I mean, I've had people buy it from college. I mean, at the colleges and stuff like that. You know, because I work by the local college. You know, and people have been even giving me extra money, even at the churches and things like that. So it's just definitely been a blessing and stuff. So.
Oh, God is good. He knows how to take care of his own, doesn't he? I love that. I love God. When we step out and do the things that God put in our hearts as a vision or a dream, you know, God's never going to let you fall. And I mean, and I want to share it with somebody. Well, I've been out there, and I've been trying, and every time I get there, I fall. But get up. Get back up.
Keep going.
Because don't let rejection or fear or anything keep you from doing what God has put in your heart. And imagine how many times that Edison tried to get that light bulb to work, huh?
Can't give up.
A thousand times, Thomas Edison. You know, he kept doing it. And, you know, we're sitting up under light right now because somebody said, I'm not going to let this throw me off. I'm not going to let this set me back. I'm still moving forward. I'm going to try it another way. I'll try it this way. Let me try it that way. Keep trying. It will come to pass. But we're going to be right back. We're going to share some good music with you. Coming from one of our cousins. Her name is Hada. Hada up there is her rap name up in Seattle, Washington area. This is called Fall in Love. We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
내 영혼아 여호와를 찬양하여라 마음을 다해 그분의 거룩한 이름을 찬송하여라
Thank you.
in at 12 on road to 120 and then to 3,000. We stack just like money, the land of milk and honey. Got promise to his people, and so we preach the gospel. Even if it's illegal, I might face persecution. I might end up a martyr. By the way, my name is Hada. I be the fire starter. I might fall sometimes, but I'm still my father's daughter. The devil gets in my way, and it makes me go harder.
Lucifer, what is it you want with me? I'm trying to live my life right, and now I'm free. Free from the persecution, free from my evil ways, free from my human flesh, and I will never ever stray. He is Jehovah Jireh, providing all things for my love of baseball down to my wedding ring. Not with that hocus pocus, gotta keep it vertically focused. I tried to do it myself, but Holy Spirit broke this.
Now follow me on this quest down this path that leads to righteousness and away from the Father's wrath. It ain't gonna be easy, cause the way is narrow and it's slim, but the others meet the death and sorrow, and it gets real grim. The keys in the ignition, we're going on an expedition. We've been expected with the holding the Great Commission to go and preach the good news to every single nation and let them know that Christ is the key to salvation.
Mission spreading in the gospel, sure it's bringing out the winner to the four corners, keeping Jesus in the center. I won't be stopped by Satan, I'm not the one to beat. He always stays beneath me, I'm the covered piece of cheese. I'm not trying to be no superstar, I make no mistakes. I'm just trying to get super far and share it, God's grace. Who I'm spitting to, those with an ear to listen. Got my rhyme, got my hook, got my bait, get it fishing, let's go.
It's really all you need,
yeah.
But still here what you want. Cause in the world today, it's about getting what you want. So you get it how you want. Some say get it how you live. It's that how it really is, but it's that how it's wrote to live.
Yeah.
Do it to others like you want, done unto you. When you live for all you need, and stop living for what you want. Money, drugs, cars, and clothes. Got us living with a blindfold. You better open your eyes before time goes.
Outside the church walls, God calls his servants to pop off. We fight laws against God's word and God's laws. Revival or riot, we fight cause slight brawls. But I'm a general in the kingdom, I stand tall. Catch me at the club. In malls with Christ involved, when you like a life with Christ ignite, sparks off. Anything contrary, I'm turning it off. Jesus Christ worldwide, now the problem is solved.
Let your light shine in these dark days and time. No need to straddle the fence, you running out of time. Jesus' mercy endures to the very end. Those are heavy burdens, bring it to him. He's my bright morning star, he's my comforter. With Jesus in my life, I'm living quite comfortable. The ultimate sacrifice, he gave his life. So you can worship false idols, I'ma stick with Christ.
I gotta shine bright, brighter than the street light. Let them know what's up with me. Lead and they follow me, influenced by the good in me. That's why they follow. Yo, what I'm spitting is a hard pill to swallow. But you gotta push it down and really listen. Meditate what I'm spitting, cause it's real plus the truth. What we gonna do? Follow him and let our light shine bright, cause the world's dim.
That's a deal. Jesus coming back again. No, I'm trying to be ready, like ready, set, go. Not Van Gogh, but I could paint you a picture. I don't do this for the fame or to get richer. Lead by example, that's the only way to show them. Spread the gospel to those who don't know. Get like Paul and break them chains. We got one like to listen, all them living in vain.
I was born from the gutter where my soul was muddy water. Given opportunity, be saved and serve the Father's will, where the well will be fresh, clean, forever flowing me. I'm a tree by the living water, forever growing now. I can focus on bringing the word around the globe and letting it be known to the uttermost. That's what's most important. See, with your heart and become open to others. The Son who died for us, the same Son is among us.
I am a let's go. I watch the planet in panic, living in frantic, yeah. Feeling so satanic, needing a messianic. Whether Latin, Hispanic, white or black, we can stand it. Demanding what's the candy, cause God is looking so gigantic. Fire is volcanic, I'm coming just like a media. A little media taking over the media. I start beating the soul, starving and eating the anthem. When you smoke this up in your eyes, big baby, I am a juggernaut. Breaking the pavement and ground up. I am a juggernaut. Turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Making your city a town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey!
juggernaut. I am a juggernaut.
Breaking the pavement and crown up.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Shaking your seat in your town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey, hey, I ride, drive slow as a cruiser. Your city don't try to pack. Let me, homie, I tell you to come with me. Feeling the Lord, sit me in the act with the greedy. Make a leaking committee, cause this I'm feeling a little different. Hone it to come get me, I'm sending my hangover. Just want a little change, nothing less than a takeover. Praying for praise, soldiers, craving the makeover. Like we're waking the dead and flipping the grave over. Revival, tired of sitting, living in idle. We need fire, Lord, let it rain on your bridal. We're walking your power, tired of being a coward. Getting hours, living in doubt, saving souls from devour.
I'm a juggernaut,
breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut,
making your city your town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah.
I am a juggernaut,
breaking your pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut,
shaking your city your town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
Yeah.
And now I'm gonna do it. Let me put my soul into it. I got the gold to do it. Baby, I just told you to do it. You can't control the movement. Haters ain't that bold to do it. I started loading and loading my rhymes straight to their motors. You know I'm gonna do it. Put my soul into it. I got the gold to do it. Baby, I just told you to do it. You can't control the movement. Haters ain't that bold to do it. I started loading and loading my rhymes. More than a ritual. Living in God's principles. Used to feel dispensable, now I'm invisible. Repenting from all the time I was wasting, now it's back to the basics. Taking over for Jehovah, history in the making.
I am a juggernaut,
breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut,
shaking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah.
I am a juggernaut,
breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut,
taking your seat in your town.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah.
Need an internet information website where you can get answers quickly to any question without searching for hours? Well, why not visit a website called the Help Bus at helpbus.net? Again, that's the Help Bus at helpbus.net. Why not visit right now?
Hey, we're back, and we just heard from that with Omega Sparks, Juggernaut, and also our sponsor, Help Bus. Check them out. We're back to Shawn right now.
I'm glad to be back. Definitely, we were getting the rhythm talking about, you know, the how to and then everything like that.
Yeah.
So I was definitely excited getting back to that. But it has a lot to do with what Mocha J was talking about as far as, you know, starting things. The hardest thing for people to do is start something. And we have a lot of procrastination. We have so many excuses. I'm not sure how often you guys actually follow my posts, but I've been, you know, some weeks I talk about one topic. I talk about one topic, but, you know, one of the things I was talking about, I think it was about a week ago, I was talking about this saying that regret weighs more than risk. Because we have to look at is that, you know, fear is something that that stops us and the regret, I mean, put it to you like this: as I look at myself as a motivational speaker, if I can't go out there and take a risk, what testimony am I going to have?
Right.
Because what happens is that regret is taking over my experience. It's taking away experience that I never got.
You know what I think? So many times, you know. Like, and I say we talk ourselves out of some blessings. We talk ourselves out of moving forward. We try to say, oh, this is not God. And God has everything he needs in you to do what you are called to do, whether it's to write a book, whether it's to be a playwright, whether it's to start a business, whatever it is, it's already in you. Stop talking yourself out of the things that God has given you. And don't let a few hurdles knock you down, you know? You got to pick yourself back up, dust yourself up. And I see a lot of the positive statements that you use, Shawn, and I'll read your post. You say, this is what I'm going to have. I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that. You're speaking to yourself, encouraging yourself in the Lord.
And that's one of the things that I'm trying to get people to understand a little bit is that when I speak in existence. And it has, and the vocabulary has so much to do with everything that kind of goes on in your life, whether you're leaving a relationship after a relationship breakup, or you know, whatever kind of circumstance you had. And
right.
As you know, you mentioned some on my posts. A lot of time on my posts, I speak in advance. I speak in advance,
yeah.
Because before you can actually see it physically, you have to be able to see it spiritually. A lot of times,
mm-hmm.
people wonder why I have not seen it physically, because you haven't seen it spiritually yet. Because
yeah, that's right.
The spiritual see comes before the physical see.
Right.
And so that's why I speak that way, because you know. It's so much, because you know I look at my circumstance and everything like that, and you know, I was talking with I even told Mother J this I've been in the verge of this, looking for another job to kind of go along with what I'm doing with my speaking and everything like that. But
mm-hmm.
see, me, what I've done is I've actually, through God and through praying, because I write my prayers down,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
as I'm actually doing it, I've actually designed my dream job with God, because what
wow.
I actually did was I already thanked him in advance, because what I told him is that I told him is that every time I put my prayers down, and when I'm doing this, is
mm-hmm.
that I'm letting him know why, and I make them out like goals. I'm very descriptive about
yeah.
it. When I say financial increase or prosperity, I'm letting them know because my vision is to be a bigger giver and provider. Those are my areas that drive me each and every day. Those are the areas that drive me to stay up, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Those are the things that drive me, as being the provider and being a giver, because
mm-hmm.
I just like people have sown seeds in me with my book and everything else, and what they'll do for me in the future as far as buying my books. The people he will allow buy my books in the future is I want to do the same thing for other people. And so
right.
you know, it's an ongoing thing that I want to be able to actually do. And so I have to speak in this language, because that's the only way. Because even sometimes when it can be frustrating, but I have to still continue to speak into that language and still speak in existence each and every
right.
day. You know, praying. I mean, just thanking him already.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you know what? One the things that cripples us. We've talked on two things: fear, and we mentioned some things last year on forgiveness. Things that can cripple you. It's just like you have your hand closed. That's what fear does to you. It keeps your hand closed. You can't put anything into a closed hand. God can't put anything into you if you're wrapped up with fear and unforgiveness. You got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive everybody that passes, trying to hold you back, people in the grave still holding you back from going forth into your future. And that's a shame, because you don't realize the potential you have in you, because you're crippled. If you see somebody crippled, they're knotted all up. They're like they're tied in a knot. You ever seen somebody with their hands are twisted? Your leg is twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how unforgiveness looks. That's how fear looks. It cripples you. You can't move forward. You can't walk forward, because you're restricted.
True.
If you allow God right now, wherever you are in your life, and you know those things are crippling you, we're trying to show you the symptoms that keeps holding you back. What are those symptoms in your life tonight that's holding you back from reaching the potential that God has put in you? And you know what? God has put a seed of faith. And that was Mocha J was just talking about, that seed. It is a small seed of faith. Let it come alive in you. And step out. Go ahead.
You have to. And sometimes it's a lot of psychology. You have to.
Right.
Sometimes you have to trick your brain. You have to trick
mm-hmm.
your brain, because
one of the things that
I learned in this is that, you know, just like when we go to the gym and we work out. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know how you work out and you've been using that same weight for about 2 weeks. Or you've
right.
been doing that same, you've been doing that, you know, 25 minutes on the treadmill and it's starting
mm-hmm.
easy. Well, see, our minds get conditioned. Our minds are conditioned a certain way. So
right.
anytime, you know, something great happens, let's say we're working a job like that, but a better opportunity comes around.
Mm-hmm.
We are conditioned to stay in mediocrity. A lot of us are conditioned to stay in
right.
that mediocrity. And
right.
so... But see, one of the things is about it is that mediocrity is different for different people, because there were some people that were called to be janitors. There were some people that were called to be, you know, all these different things. So everybody wasn't called to be a business person. So what I'm saying is that is you know, all those different areas is that we have to have that courage and we have to trick our minds sometimes and saying, you know, because you know, like Les Brown says, you know, faith is by hearing and hearing and hearing, and we have to keep saying it to ourselves and keep saying to ourselves, you know, and writing it down, doing whatever it takes to actually to make it happen. Because if not, it's just gonna be a thought.
Wow. So these crippling things, or these things that hold us back, is things that we are able to control. we're able to control those things that which hinder us or cause us to sink back. All we have to do is just, you know, rewire. Sometimes we got to rewire what we say, rewire what we're thinking. You know, allow God in and let him do what he's going to do. Is that right?
That's right.
Exactly. You have to. And one of the things, too, is I think that what really messes people up is, I mentioned this the other day, is that success is letting God use you.
Right.
And I just look at it because, you know, part of success is not only faith, but it's effort. Because you can have all the talent. I've seen in sports, I've seen in so many different things where people have talent but they don't have the effort. I mean, give you an example. Mm-hmm. You know, I think back a couple months back, I saw you online and I saw that you had a guy that I listened to for a long time, and I remember having it maybe, but I think it's maybe like November, you had Tony Gaskins.
Yes, that's right.
And Tony Gaskins was somebody that I listened to for a while, and because I saw Tony Gaskins, me and you started talking. And we kept in touch ever since then. I told him, like, you know, I told you that, you know, I wanted to be on a show like that. But see, that took effort.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
it took me stepping out and doing, because the way I look at it is, you could have said yes, no, or you would have not even responded to my message. And see,
right.
that's what we have to do. We have to kind of go with our feeling, because there are going to be some people that's going to say yes, it's going to be some people that say no, and there's going to be some people that don't respond. But a lot of times, actually doesn't mean no, but it means I don't know at the time. I don't know.
Well, this is I want to play this real quick. You can't lose when you have Jesus in you. And you got to keep telling yourself that. You cannot lose with him in you. Joseph knew when he was cast into that pit. Joseph knew when he was in prison. He had favor. And any time God has favor on your life, you're blessed. And you should not allow the devil any foothold in your faith to tell you, even though you got to jump over some hurdles, even though you're going to go through some trials, you still can't lose. See, we're going to play this a little bit. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Bear with me, y'all. Here we go.
Right. scenes, I found the light, so I got that new shine. Elevator music that got me feeling excited, bruh. Open up my mind and let the spirit ignite it, bruh. Truth on the forefront, heart beating for you more. Psalm 24 got me feeling like never before. The earth is the Lord's, man, I'm thankful I am yours. Any door I could have walked through, but I'm choosing yours. You and me, blue sky, let's fly away. I mess up every day, but yet you wipe it all away. Dry erase, yet the book calls it grace. The only way I can make it through these troubled days. Put my hands up high, my head up to the sky. You can see the world in you, I am made alive. I will never be the same, I am forever changed. Saved, I found a way, just speaking your faith.
Me is not an option, I'ma keep on moving.
So we're moving it out the way. Now we're pressing harder, we pushing more in the face. Trying to reach the streets for our Jesus to get us saved. We know it's by His grace, the reason that I've been changed. No longer do the things I used to do, my past has been erased. Now I'm living for the Christ, I see the world that wants to hate. Try to keep me down, no longer found, I'm not around this place.
So,
faith is not an option, no. Enemy wants your soul. Gotta keep on moving now, all the past is let it go. When it's time to get it rough, feeling like an overload. Remember this for Jesus as we walking down this narrow road.
At the end of this song, you can't lose. You can't lose.
You can't lose.
You can't lose with Jesus. You
cannot
lose with Jesus. Come on, talk. Let's talk. Let's talk about this. The enemy is attacking somebody so bad right now. You just feel like you want to give up. Don't you dare. Mm-mm, you've come too far. Your faith is powerful. It's working for you, actually. You see, the devil want to make you think that it's not working for you, so he'll throw a lot of things in your way to get you distracted or get you discouraged,
right.
Or he'll get somebody to come and say something you at work they shouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's truth enough for you to know, okay, hang on, because something's agitating the devil. So he's trying to get me off.
Right.
I want you to know you can't lose. Y'all, come on, join with me. Preach at it.
That's definitely true. One of the things I do have to say about when it comes to faith is that when you have faith, You don't see small pictures. You see big pictures. A lot of times,
right.
You know, you may have something, and a person who doesn't have faith, the person who doesn't have a vision, they're gonna be like, "Oh man, you're doing this for nothing."
Right.
But a person with faith is gonna see, like, just like, for example, you know, people, a regular person could see us as doing this, you know, on Mondays and Wednesdays, it's just like a hobby. That's
right.
A small picture. A big picture could be like, we can actually be doing this in the studio or on television or however like that. That's a big picture, because that's more of faith,
right.
Because these are what you call the small beginnings.
Right.
Right.
We're in the development stage. It's just going to continue to develop.
Right. That's what we are. God's developing us. You know, when something's being developed, there's certain stages to development. Is that right?
There is.
That's right.
You got to set a foundation. Sometimes God's building a foundation, and sometimes the foundation is built, but He's putting something on top. He's building that second floor that Shiloh was just talking about, that third floor. You going up to another level. Maybe you're going up to another level, and it's not going to, you know, feel good. You know, sometimes when God is ripping something off of you that shouldn't be there, it doesn't feel good. Sometimes when God is taking you to another level, it may feel like it, you know, it may feel horrible, but that doesn't mean it's over. Horrible doesn't mean it's over. It just means he's pulling some things off. He's just taking some people out of your life. He's preparing you.
Right.
And some people are not meant to go to that next level with you. Well, did I say that out loud?
It's definitely true because, you know, some people, they just, I don't know, by the time you try to motivate some people, it's hard for you to motivate them. And I've always been a firm believer is that, you know, no matter what speaker you go and see, whether you go see a Les Brown or something like that, a motivation speaker's job is not to motivate you. Motivation should be an everyday thing. Motivation is not seasonal. It should be an everyday thing. Now, what you can do for somebody to help somebody, you can help to get them fired up. But I mean, the motivation should be in them if they're trying to actually accomplish or treat something. You can't have more faith than they do. And I see so many people where they're helping somebody and they have more faith than the person that they're helping. They don't actually see it. But you have to kind of see it. But one thing I learned too is that with faith is like sometimes you don't have to see it, but you got to keep walking. It's kind of like the weather. You know, you have something where it's like kind of not gloomy, but kind of like the fog. You have fog, and if you keep walking through fog, you keep driving through and stuff like that. Pretty soon it's gonna clear up a little bit,
right?
And then you're gonna be able to see better. Yeah.
That's where you have to encourage yourself. Paul said he had to encourage himself in the Lord. There's some things that you have to start telling yourself. When everything looks like it's going wrong, even the devil will send some people to say the wrong thing to you. Don't believe their stuff.
Don't.
Believe what God put on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater. He put some great stuff down on the inside of you, Shawn. He put some great stuff down on the inside of you, Mocha J. He put some great stuff down on the inside of me. And just because the test comes, just because the trial comes, it does not mean the end or that God is fighting against you. God would never fight against you.
It's true because you need tests. You need tests. You need. They say if you want to have testimony, you got to get tested.
That's right.
And that's the key on it because you know. Test means that we're special. We are all special when it comes to going through a journey, you know. And test is not something that God is doing just because He wants to make things hard for us. What He's trying to make us stronger. He wants us to have an appreciation because so many people. Can you just imagine if we didn't have tests? So many people would take success for granted.
Yeah.
You know, they take success for granted. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. You know.
I look at my son, my daughter. Many times. You know, if I just handed them everything that they needed, I mean, after a while they're just like, well, he's gonna do it. He's just gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch my son now. You got to go work now. You're 19 years old. Go to work. Yeah, you go to school. I'll support you when you go to school, but you gonna work. And that's what God is telling me. I'm supporting you. I'm uplifting you with my word, but you gonna work. You're going to earn this, and you're going to know that you're going to give me glory for everything that I'm about to do in your life, but you're going to have to work through some things. It's not going to be a bed of roses every time. So there's going to be some thorny areas that you have to walk through, and God will get you around and get you through, and you get some sound, step in the wrong place. God is there on your behalf, but he wants to see your faith in action. And faith in action is sometimes it takes some things that you have to say, things you have to do. You have to pull yourself up, speak to yourself. In the Lord.
Encourage yourself in the Lord.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. Yep. Encourage yourself. If nobody's there to encourage you, what do you do? What do you do, Mocha J?
You got to speak it into existence for yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to lay hands on yourself and
come on now.
And have faith like the centurion.
That's right.
I know is he spoke the word already, so I believe the word. He didn't already spoke it. I confirm it. You spoke the Lord, it's already done. I'm just going to walk. It's
faith
already done.
Works is dead. You see, your faith without works is dead. Show me your faith through the things that you do, through the things that you say. We were talking about Shawn's on his post. He's speaking those things. He's not letting the enemy get him down. And when the enemy does try to get you down, you speak it even more. Then you don't shy back and shrink back.
you start firing back. The word of God says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn it. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. I am a servant of God. You can't tell me that I can't, you can't tell me that I'm not going to make it. You can't tell me that this show is not going to go around the world and going to be on television. You can't tell me that I know what God told me.
One thing I want to say is faith to me is the power to create, and I feel like God gave us the faith to create. And so when we speak it, you're creating it. I mean, if you want it, say it. I told Sean, when I wrote a check to myself for $1 million, and one day I'm going to pass this check. It's in my room. I wrote myself $1 million check, and I said, I'm going to cash this check one day. And I
am. You are.
Hallelujah.
You are. You are, because
faith is the power to create. That's what it is.
It is. And I did something kind of similar to that yesterday. On one of my posts, I actually put a thing of money, and what I said was I've been using different words. I've been using prosperity because you know, a lot of times I use financial increase, but I use prosperity because what that's just saying is that means financially and success. So it's like me having to use both, and I thank them for the financial increase that's getting ready to arrive into my account. Because he already knows. I've told him about this many times before about me being that great provider, me being that great giver. Because giving to me is like so much. Right now, I'm giving my time, but my vision is to be able to give back with my money. I want to be able to give into churches. I want to be able to someone to other people sees like that. And those are the areas for me when I mention financial increase. Because for us to speak in advance, we have to have faith. Because if not, a lot of times, I mean, I know the thing of asking and you shall receive, that's true, but I also heard that, you know, we automatically already have the desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to actually believe it. And like Mocha Jay said, we have to actually, you know, create it. Like I'm talking about that dream job as far as me allowing me to be able to move around and still be able to speak and still be able to invest in some of the things I want to do, like a website, start going to some of those seminars, start showing my face around and start traveling like that international, speaker and thing that I envision on doing. And I've already thanked them already for allowing me to be able to do this full time, because my vision is to do this full time. I believe that our calling is a living. Our calling is going to be our living.
That's right.
You know, I believe that.
And you said something before showing too that, you know, thank God in the little things. Think and serve God in the little things. If he gives you something little to do, do that little thing as unto the Lord, because God will bless you with greater things. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you rule over many because I can trust you. You're not inconsistent. I trust you are consistent in those small things. You are consistent in the small arenas. You are consistent in that small house. You are consistent in that small car. Mm. Let me tell you what I'm going to do for you right now. I'm about to raise your platform up. He said, I'm going to make you ruler over many things because you're faithful. God trusts the faithful. You don't trust the inconsistent because they're wishy-washy. They are yes today and no tomorrow. They'll say yes, they're halfway do it. God wants those that's consistent. He wants those that's going to just take that step. Even when they don't see it, they step out anyway. You may not see your way out of the situation, but God does. God gives you a little step. He'll bring you to that break. He said, okay. And you think there's not another step. And then you take that step, and God said, okay, I'm providing for you.
When you take one step, you're going to take two steps. That's just going to be. But I think a lot of times, we kind of get mixed up when it comes to patience and procrastination. Mm-hmm. They are kind of similar, but they're different. Because when you talk about patience is kind of just waiting for a little bit. It's kind of just waiting for, you know, to kind of get a sign. That's what you're looking for, a sign. Procrastination is not waiting for a sign. Procrastination is more of kind of just, you know, putting it off. And a lot of time we hear people say that I'm waiting on God. But see, I learned this a long time ago, is that God is actually waiting on us. Because I learned God is waiting on us. Because what I actually learned is that three fourths of the word God means go, as in go for your dream and go for your vision.
I hear you. That's good.
I mean, I'm ready. And the thing about me, everything that I'm speaking, everything when I write those things, I'm prepared for those right now. If I woke up tomorrow morning and I saw something written down here and I knew that I was doing this full time, I'm prepared for it. I'm prepared for all the things. I mean, I always say that, you know, do vision boards.
Mm-hmm.
I did a vision board a couple months ago, and I had 100,000. I had a picture of 100,000 people I was speaking to. I had a family sitting at the table represent my balance, because I'm a family type of guy. I want to be around the family. I don't want to be gone too much. I still want to be around family. I represent hand of giving, as in me giving back in church, me tithing. Imagine me being able to tithe 15% to 20%.
Yes.
Putting that in there, 15% to 20%. I saw one guy actually that was actually, he was tithing 90%, and he was living off of ten percent. Yes.
Yeah. I know Wayne Myers, when I was at Christ Revelation, he did that. He was the most blessed person. He tithed 90% and lived off the 10%, and God incredibly blessed him financially. Not only financially, in his position. In the farther the gospel, he was sold into missions, and God sent him around the world, and he started churches in all these different foreign countries because he believed God. And you know what? This same thing Abraham did. He believed God, and God imputed that to him for righteousness. We've got to believe God.
You have to believe, because the one thing I'm learning is that you can actually say increase all day long, and I can say increase till I'm blue in the face. But the thing is that I'm learning is about faith is that increases out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
The increase is not on the first floor.
Because
everything, our vision is like an elevator. The increase is not on the first floor. The increase is on the second floor, the third floor, and so up. So the more up you get right there, the more the increase is going to come. If you wait on an increase on the first floor, it's not a ride. I mean, it's a ride, but it's not on the first floor. So if you're going to stay on the first floor, you're going to miss out on that increase.
Right. You know what? I worked for Zig Ziglar when he passed last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I worked
for
him, and I worked for his company. And one thing he used to tell us, if you got to look at the, like, stair steps. And that was one of the first things we learned, is there was some stair steps. He said, and the elevator was broken. And you saw a cross sign throughout the "Do not enter here, walk up the steps." But there was also some signs in front of the stairs, because, you know, and what those signs were, it was like those caution signs, and so you couldn't enter. And the reason why people couldn't enter, he said, this is people's lives sometimes. Sometimes they had the elevators out, and they can't go up that way, and their stairway is blocked because their lives are not right yet. Or they've bitterness, that's unforgiveness, and fear, and all those different things to cripple them down so they can't even go anywhere. He said, sometimes you got to start right at the foundation bottom and start where you know things are wrong. Start where you know and God's been telling you all along, or somebody's been trying to get something over to you. Sometimes we don't even recognize the condition that we're in. And that first foundation is you got to love yourself. And if you can't correct that, how are you going to do anything else? Learn to love yourself. Forgive yourself. Repent. Whatever you need to do, just fall in love with the Lord. Love yourself, and that gets you up stair one. And sometimes these are stair steps into blessings. If we just can't just build a stair without a firm foundation. So that firm foundation is love yourself, love God, the second stair. Fall in love with Him. Worship Him. Let Him heal you. Let Him cleanse you. And then you're ready for that next step. If you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for your business to grow, you got to have a firm foundation. And you can't have that without, you know, setting the stages for that development. God's ready to develop you.
And the one thing you have to do if you're trying to do like business and stuff like that, you have to get out there. You have to network, because what happens is that you can't be shy and be in business, because there's a lot of people out there that you need to know.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you're kind of shy, because one of the things I've seen is that people have great businesses, but they're lazy when it comes to the marketing aspect.
Right.
And the marketing is the best thing, because one of the things I learned about, you know, just having so many mentors in my life about when it comes to business, whether you're doing a restaurant, you want to make sure the location is right. You want to make sure that your restaurant is on the side of the freeway, because if you notice that the restaurants that catch people's eyes are the ones on the freeway, because they're traveling through town and they're looking for a place to to stop and get something to eat. Those are the best ones, the locations, and your marketing, your planning, your advertising, all those things that they have a key to do with the best product, because there are some products on the market that are kind of mediocre, but they have great marketing, so they're actually making more money than the ones that are great.
You said something right there. You said a plan, that in any business, you've got to have a business plan. If you're going into business, well, a business plan is like getting ready for a rep.
It's true.
You got to have a plan.
You're not gonna know how to rebound if you don't. I mean, and nobody's gonna really respect you. When you're talking about, if you need some kind of loan, if you need somebody kind of to help you out, they're not gonna do it, because they're gonna want to know what's your mission statement and what's your vision statement, and those are the very important areas of what you're actually doing. So those are the areas you have to sit down and kind of just figure out, what you're gonna be doing in the 5 years, 10 years, and everything like that. Overall, me personally, as an entrepreneur, I like to look at any kind of business as a franchise. So anytime I want to do something, my long-term vision is going to be to get it moved into another location.
Right.
And there's another step too. Go ahead. Okay.
Oh no, I'm disagreeing I'm trying to franchise. I'm trying to do it.
Yes.
It's another level from the business plan, and you mentioned that too. I just want to highlight those things that you said before too, Sharon. Not only do you need a business plan, you need to network. But network with people that's dreaming like you. Don't network with somebody that's going to tear you down. You don't share your vision with anybody.
Or somebody that's kind of lower than you. I mean, I'm not sure if you ever heard this saying before, but if you are the smartest person in your group, you need to get a new group. It's the same.
Right.
I heard that from Les Brown many times. He's saying that, but he's also saying that a lot of times the group that you are around have to do with the income that you're bringing in, because a lot of times if you're around people like that, those are people gonna be the average of your income. The group of people that you're around is gonna be the average of your income.
I believe it.
Here's another plan. There's another step to that. We're saying surround yourself with people. My phone's about to try to go dead. Let me plug in. But I'm telling you that you got to surround yourself with people that dream like you do, and that can tell you where the weak areas of your plan is. Don't get offended when somebody's trying to help you. They're trying to help you get to that next level. So they say, well, what are you going to do about this? Don't get mad and get upset. They're telling you some things that you really need to think about, because before you set that business to go, you need to have an answer for all the questions. How are you going to handle that? What are you going to do if they don't do this? Well, I got this in place. What are you going to do if this doesn't work? Well, I got this in place. Answer those questions before you start, and you'll be well up on your way. And this is some things that Zig Ziglar used to teach, where I really appreciate what he used to say. You've got to have some answers. You've got to put those get around people that have done it and is successful. And they'll guide you through. Sometimes they'll underwrite what you might have coming out. If you share the plan with them and you listen to constructive criticism, they'll be the ones that fund what you're doing sometimes. So it's
Michael, me and you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it.
Oh, man. That was a blessing.
Amen. Mm-hmm. These are the things we got to think of. Now, my internet, I'm not going to share that, but we're going to leave out here in just a little bit. But I want to pray for some people right now, and I want us to lift up the audience right now. I know God spoke specifically, because, we didn't have this plan, but God had a plan of what was going to take place tonight. And we want to pray for God to loose into your hands the things that you need to have, resources you need to have, and loose to you the networking that you need to surround yourself with. And we're going to pray for your foundation as well. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Father, we just thank you, first of all, for who you are. We love you. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory for who you are. We thank you for being in our lives. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us people that we surround ourselves with. Lord, now, just even like Mocha Jay, and just like with Shawin, Lord God, thank you for them. That they're part of my good that I surround myself with, because they set off on some vision. They set some things in place, and they've done some things. I've done some things. We thank you for what you've given us. Now, we pray for our audience, Lord God. There's some big dreamers out there.
And Lord, somebody shot their plan down. They shot their vision down. And we're just asking, Lord, that you would just minister to them, bring healing, Lord God, in those areas, and Lord, get them up again. That, Lord, they might have fallen off the saddle of their horse. But we pray that you help them, that you would bless them to get back up and listen to these things with faith, to add faith to what we've been saying tonight. And Lord, that you would move by your power and, Lord, give them firm foundations, just like we've been talking. Give them the way to the Lord that they can start to chart their own course by the things that they say, by the people they surround themselves with, and Lord, for their relationship with you, because you're a stair-step progression as well as far as our relationship, Lord God. And just as it is with you, Lord, even the things that we want in our lives, we know there's a stair-step progression. There's a new level for every person that's listening to this broadcast tonight. And I pray, Lord, you begin to speak into their hearts. Begin to let their faith come alive in what they've heard, and that they add their faith to what they heard tonight. Lord, we know the outcome is going to be great. We give you praise, honor, and glory for it. And we bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over their minds, their visions, their things that God you put inside them. Stir up the gifts that's in them, Lord, to stand up tall. And Lord, we just thank you for it, Lord, the people that they're going to surround themselves with. It's going to help them along the path. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' wonderful, powerful name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Then I want both of you guys just to share just a little bit about what you're doing and share with the people how to get in touch with you so you can share your business and your book and everything with them. Go ahead and share that to our NIACOM audience. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mocha, you want to go first?
Okay. Ladies first. Okay. if you want to get in contact with me, you can look me up on Facebook. It's going to be under Jerica Nicole. It's Jerica Nicole. And then also you can go to my business website. It's championstaxschool.com. We're working on some things here in Dallas. So if you're interested in starting a tax business and working for someone part-time seasonally, if you want to get into this thing full-time, then hit up my website, send me an email through Contact Us, and I'm going to get you some more information on how you can get started.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Sharon? And for me, definitely you can find me on Facebook. You can go ahead and find me under Sharon Watson. That's S-H-A-W-O-N. Last name Watson, W-T-S-O-N. So go ahead and send me a friend request right now. I'm definitely online, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, network with you and recommend some groups for you on Facebook, some great, wonderful groups with positive people, positive attitudes, and everything like that. I'm definitely on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Sharon A. Watson. As far as purchasing my book, you can definitely purchase it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. It comes in different versions, Kindle, Nook, tablet, and also paperback version. It's definitely a book that I definitely recommend, because right now I can tell you it's changing people's lives and it's really helping people. Because I'm going to be at it. You're not going to have to go through the forgiveness stage by yourself. I'm going to literally coach you through the stages of unforgiveness and be able to get you to where you need to go, so you can start accomplishing things. You can start getting the things that God has for you. Because believe me, God has so much for you.
Yes, He does.
Amen. And so please listen, if you know that somebody needs this program, you know, they may not know that we're on the air, we want you to share this program with them. You can download it. You can pull it right off the internet from Blog Talk. Also, you can put it on your website. You can put it on their website if they allow you to put it on their website. It's for the Facebook or whatever. It's designed to go on LinkedIn. It can go on MySpace. It can go on Facebook. Get it out there where people can see it, because that's been the success of this program, is you've made this go viral. Don't stop doing that, because you're helping a lot of people. What we're bringing to you week to week by week by week is information that people can use. We want you to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed.
Yes.
And that's why we're taking the time out of our evenings to share with you what God has laid upon our hearts. From Sharon all the way to Jerica Nicole and Boca J and myself, we want you to be blessed. And you know what?
Yes.
We're getting blessed by sharing what God has given us. So don't sit and let Cedar do nothing. Don't cower away. You don't say, well, I tried, it don't seem like. Don't worry about the seem like. Just keep trying. Don't get down in the mully grubs. Jump that hurdle and keep running. Jump that hurdle. I can see somebody right now that God has been to. You need to jump that hurdle and keep running. Your vision is nigh. Even in your mouth, your vision is there. And don't let the enemy take the vision out of your mouth. Speak
don't let
to yourself.
Him.
We've been saying it. Come on, we've been saying it every week. All this show. Encourage yourself. pick yourself up, jump that hurdle, and keep moving forward. Your vision will come to pass because it's not just your vision. It's a God vision. He wouldn't have given it to you if it wasn't possible.
You can do all things in Christ.
Say that now.
It's definitely true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And we're looking at what we've accomplished ourselves. And we know we didn't do this ourselves. I mean, we as far as the vision,
nope.
God gives us a vision. And, you know, God blessed the increase. He increased what we did.
Right.
If you sow the seed into yourself, into your faith, into your business, you got to sow. And the water will come to water that seed. God is the one to give the increase. He'll see, okay, they're consistent. Yep, they're doing that. Okay, now it's time for the increase. Don't blow your increase time. Keep watering it. Keep speaking to yourself in your faith. Keep yourself to a place where God can take what you have and just blow on it, and you'll see it flourish. Praise God.
And he will blow on it. He will definitely
yep.
Blow on it. You know,
yes.
you just have to get started. You know,
that's
you have to get started. It's like a tree. I mean, if you just take one chop at the tree, the whole tree is not going to get knocked down in one day, but you just keep chopping. You just keep chopping.
That's right.
And I heard somebody say before, baby steps count too.
That's right.
Yes, they do.
Baby
it's
steps
still
count.
Going forward.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're around about the 10 till hour, and that's fine. We're going to go ahead and take off earlier. We're going, but I want to encourage our audience to get out there. If you want some experience as far as you believe that the tax career is your destination or what God has put in your heart, get in touch with Mocha J. And also, if you believe that God has given you some greater things to do, but you're gripped by fear, rejection from a mate or someone that you loved before, get Shaolin's book. We want you to really get a hold of Mocha J and Shaolin, the resources that God has given us through this program. Take advantage of what God is doing, and also to help us. If your business or your home life, you need something, take advantage of what God has put in front of you. And these are stepstones to get you to a better position or get you to see more clearly. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to take off now. I'm going to play this for you to hear again, help us, so how you can get in touch. And we're going to say good night after that. Thank you, Shaolin, for being the blessing
Thank
that you.
You
are. Thank you, Uncle Jay, for all that you do.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're looking for greater things to happen
yes.
this year. Amen?
Well, it's getting ready to happen. It's already done.
It's already,
already
done.
Hey.
It's
all
already
right.
done.
Bye.
Your check
right.
is already done.
Yes.
Mike, your stuff, your whatever you have is already done.
That
and whatever
and
whatever I have thinking is already done.
Amen. All right, we're going to say goodnight after this, but thank you once again, and we'll see you again tomorrow night, same time, and we're going to know that God's going to take us another step higher. God bless you, and good night after this.
Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also, get two free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?